with Telltale Blood Still Running, written by Peach Sneakers and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom fic, rated mature, featuring Danny Fenton and Vlad Masters. It's freezing. Snowflakes spiral aimlessly from a gray sky, alighting on Danny's shoulders and drifting in his hair. He barely notices. He's not in his ghost form, not technically, but he might as well be, for all he feels the outside world. He can't go home again. He escaped. The word burns, making his throat ache. He never, for all his fears of telling his parents, of making them understand, of worrying that they never would, he never expected that they would understand and still want to experiment on him, that they would believe he was still their son, would realize he's still part human, and still want to vivis. Danny swallows hard, shoving the words away. The fresh scar throbs. It's such a small thing compared to what it could be. Just the start of the why, just the beginning to unpeel him and unpack him from his body to. Danny bends over and throws up on the side of the road. It's flecked red and green, and it makes his throat feel raw. It hurts. He's never felt so cold inside when he wasn't in his ghost form. His parents know. His parents know, and he's never been so unsafe. Growing up in their house always felt like a joke. Even when he had the portal accident, he couldn't believe they would really try to hurt him. That surely, if they got it, they would keep him safe from the GIW. They would protect him. They could work together. They could love him. But they never really did, anyway, did they? He was the second kid, the accident. He could never live up to Jazz's shadow. Jazz is brilliant. Jazz is what Maddie and Jack wanted in their progeny. Even before the accident, Danny never really was. Why wouldn't they write him off and label him a lab experiment? Jack, this is such a research opportunity. I never wanted this to happen, but can you imagine what it must be like? Jazz, Sam, Tucker. Danny stumbles, nearly falling on the uneven concrete. They're all in danger now, because of him. He doesn't even know if his sister is okay. She rescued him. She admitted that she knew, had known. She shoved their own mother. She hit their dad with a piece of lab equipment, anything to get Danny off the table, to let him escape. Would they kill their own daughter? Assume she's been overshadowed, that a ghost is controlling her movements? Are they that sure they must be right? Bitterness wells up in him, making his mouth taste sour. You don't understand because of the ghost in you. You're a golden research opportunity, sweetie. It's not like it matters anymore, right? He doesn't even know where he's going. Vlad? But Vlad won't help him. Vlad would probably laugh at him. Would gloat, even, maybe. Unless Maddie being that terrible somehow jolted him out of it. Danny can't rely on that. For all he knows, Vlad would shove him in a trunk and take him right back. Here you go, dearest. I know a certain little abomination managed to escape your grasp, but I, Vlad Masters, have... Danny's phone buzzes, jolting him out of his terrible reverie. He pulls it out, checks it. A text. His eyes fill with tears that blur his vision green. It's from Sam.
Danny, are you okay? Jazz got out, told us what happened. We're with you, no matter what happens.
Danny's bottom lip trembles.
I'm fine, he replies, his fingers shaking. I can't tell you where I am, but I'm okay. I'm sorry.
He tries not to think about the fact that Jazz hasn't messaged him. It's probably not safe to. It was probably hard enough for her to tell Tucker or Sam. It's his fault. A terrible keening sound, filled with unimaginable grief, fills the air, and, to Danny's horror, he realizes it's coming from him. It's nothing like his ghostly wail, yet echoes of it hang in the sobs anyway. Not a human, not a ghost. Both a human and a ghost. There's no one else on this road. Danny doesn't know why. Maybe the weather, maybe the chill in the air. It's not even his fault this time. He doesn't even know where this road is. Out of city limits, that's all he knows. He stares down at his shoes. They're bloodstained. And ecto-stained. Red and green splatters and splotches. He looks terrible. Even in his human body, he can see the Lichtenberg figures trailing up his arm. They're horribly vivid, a reddish pink that wants to leap from his skin. His parents are the reason he had the accident in the first place. He never should have been able to go down there with only his friends. They had terrible lab safety. They always had. Look at Vlad. 14. He was 14 when he knew what death felt like. We told you not to go down there, Danny boy. It's not our fault you don't listen. Danny swallows. His heart plods along in his chest, still pumping. His breath sighs in and out of his lungs, placid and slow, but still there. His stomach rumbles a little, not just for ectoplasm. Not that he knows how he'll get more. He couldn't exactly stock up on it while fleeing his family home. A freaky little boy with freaky little powers. There are headlights in the distance. They splash yellow through the snow, and Danny looks up with dull, half-closed eyes. He doesn't care anymore. If it's his parents, then fine. If it's the police or the GIW or Fruit Loop, fine. He's so tired. It's not his fault that he came back after the portal. It's not his fault. Maybe if he says it enough times, he'll believe it. It's Vlad. Daniel, Vlad says, rolling down the window. Quiet, solemn. Danny stops, sneakers scraping the pavement. I'm sorry, he continues. Danny's eyes widen. Danny doesn't know what to say. Vlad unlocks the passenger side with a quiet click. Please, Vlad says. There's an odd understanding in his eyes, one that makes Danny's chest ache, makes his core sputter. Maybe he doesn't care about Maddie anymore, the way Danny thought he would. Maybe it's all a trick. Danny circles the car, opens the door, clambers in. Seatbelt, please, Daniel, Vlad says, not looking at him, and Danny puts it on with numb hands. Are you taking me back? He whispers, his voice thin and strained. No, Vlad says, as he pulls back onto the road. I'm not. But why? Danny starts to say, before he clamps his mouth shut. You deserve better than that, Vlad says. I'm not a particularly good person, Daniel. I know that. But your the Fenton... He pauses. I am not capable of facilitating that. Oh, Danny says quietly. The world outside blurs past. It is almost unpleasantly warm in the car. And Jasmine would not let me, I imagine, Vlad adds, with a touch of humor. Danny whirls in his seat, mouth falling open. Jazz, he blurts out. Vlad nods. She came to me, Vlad says. She is safe. You both are safe. Tears well up again, trickling down Danny's frozen cheeks. Safe. The end.